Large cities outside North Carolina are looking for places to dump the garbage they don't have room for, and a bill that just passed the state Senate will make it easier for them to do that. The Landfill Deregulation Act will reduce the current 5-mile buffer to 1,500 feet for wildlife refuges and parks in the state. Tom Bean, Government Affairs Director for the North Carolina Wildlife Federation, says removing the buffer adds up to profit for private landfills.
The landfill is there, and their business is to sell that landfill space to customers that are prepared to pay. That means there's going to be solid waste coming from out of state.
Supporters of the bill say the extra space is needed for waste produced in the state. North Carolina's Department of Environment and Natural Resources estimates the current landfill capacity will last another 30 years without the construction of new landfills. SB 328 will now move on to the state house. The North Carolina Wildlife Federation is encouraging citizens to ask their representatives to vote no on the bill. Bean says the current requirement for a 5-mile buffer is important to protect some of the state's greatest resources.
The buffers are critical because without them, it's going to reduce the public enjoyment of these recreation areas because of odor, noise, vehicular activity, and the unattractive landscape.
10 wildlife refuges in the state are located near landfill sites, and 6 of them are in the coastal plain, which Bean says makes the potential for harm to the environment even greater. I'm Stephanie Carson for the North Carolina News Service.